Mourad Lahlou came to America from Morocco, not to work in restaurants, but to study economics, until he missed the taste of his food so much that he decided to become a chef. And in his restaurants, he makes beautiful versions of Moroccan food, like, on one hand, traditional hand-rolled couscous, or you can have modern, jet-black, aerated, smoked eggplant purees. Now, he and his chef, Luis Maldonado, are opening a new restaurant where the food is a mix of Moroccan and Mexican flavors. Can you imagine? Mourad, Luis, so great to have you.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
So, Mourad, okay, to be honest, if someone said to me, hey, let's go check out this new Moroccan-Mexican restaurant, like, out of the blue, I would have been like, say what? Like, that sounds kind of bananas.
Exactly.
But you don't think it sounds bananas.
Not at all. I mean, when we first start talking about this project, it did not just come about because we were trying to do something gimmicky or something like cute. This whole thing started even before Luis came to work with me at Aziza, when I was working with my staff in the kitchen, and they were all from Guatemala and from the Yucatan. And when we would make stuff that is extremely Moroccan, it's very traditional, they would have absolutely no problem recognizing the flavors, the spices, even the technique. And it was really a seamless kind of thing that we were watching day in and day out. And that's where the connection started. But it was reinforced when Luis starts working with me, and we were able to actually intellectually discuss these things and go to the bottom of it.
And what have you found, Luis?
I mean, just conceiving dishes. I mean, from my standpoint, looking at it from the outside was just seeing the similarities between both cuisines. I see the food and everything else as from an American, from the Western standpoint. So I don't necessarily know the traditional stuff. So I'm seeing it from the Moroccan lens. And then as I'm studying Mexican cuisine, it's kind of doing the influences with that.
And what are some of the combinations and some of the commonalities between the cuisines that you've found and that you want to work with?
Well, basically, if you really look at it, as you said at the beginning, if you told somebody we're going to mix Mexican food and Moorish food, it sounds silly. But the more you look into it, the more you see that there's a huge connection between how it happened when the Moors invaded southern Europe. And basically in 711, they invaded Spain and Portugal. And they sat up there for about 800 years. And literally, the influence of the Moors with all the spices, the cuisine, the architecture, the music, everything was basically put in place in Spain and in Portugal. Yeah. And, you know, surprisingly enough, the same year they were kicked out of Spain, that's the same year that Christopher Columbus discovered America. And he brought with him a lot of the Moors that were captive. They were slaves. So when the Moors were defeated, some of them were enslaved, and basically they were brought to the New World to work and cultivate the ground and farm and do all those things that needed to be done. So the connection is there, and you can see it in the food in Mexico. You can see it even today. One of the examples that I can think of is there's a dish in Mexico called Moros y Cristianos, which is the Moors and the Christians. And basically it's a dish that has rice and black beans.
Yeah, white rice and black beans.
Yeah. So the rice was brought in by the Spanish, and the Spanish got it from the Moors. And obviously the black beans is something that was cultivated in Latin America. So they put together this dish that is beautiful and tasty and simple, and it exemplifies the two cultures together.
Yeah, it's funny too, because I think one of my favorite tacos is tacos al pastor, right? And, you know, if you look at the way they make it, it's a trompo. So it's basically a rotating rotisserie of all these slices of pork that are stacked up into this sort of like this cone of meat that they just, you know, that they roast in a rotisserie and keep slicing off. It's delicious. It's amazing. And it looks exactly like shawarma. And that, I understood.
Dude, it's a gyro.
Yeah, it's a gyro, right?
Make it. It's a gyro. You know, there's no doubt about it. It happened exactly when the Spanish went to the New World. And it's the idea of roasting meat that is stacked up like that, you know, in a vertical manner, that is totally Middle Eastern. And to put it on a tortilla instead of the pita, and it has the, you know, the yogurt sauce, and it has the, you know, it's a gyro. It's a gyro. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that happened more recently. I think that was like Lebanese immigrants into Mexico. But there are so many flavor similarities that really connect. So as you're exploring the menu you want to do in this new restaurant, what are some of the flavors that you want to play with? What are some of the things that you think will be important in your cooking?
Pretty much what we want to do, as you said, like the al pastor is something that is really unique. It's very well known. It's famous. But we're going to take it a step back and do our own interpretations of what it means when it first happened. We will go back and we will examine the dish, dissect it and understand it and try to come up with a version of it that makes sense to us. Louis, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, in the case of developing the new dishes, it's also looking at either classic Mexican or classic Moroccan dishes too, and just trying to compare the two. I mean, if you look at like your classic mole, it's going to have nuts or seeds. It's going to have some sort of dried fruit component, obviously the chilies. And then you look back at Moroccan cuisine with the dried fruit, the nuts, and then put the two together. I mean, we're kind of writing it as we go, but the flavors between the two always work really, really well together.
I do believe that one of the things that Moroccan food does better than most cuisines is marrying the sweet and the savory. And the first time I heard of mole and I tasted it, I really felt like it reminded me a lot of Moroccan food. You know, they were able to take something that is sweet, something that is savory, and combine it into an iconic dish. And to me, that was a light bulb moment. And I realized that there were so many similarities between the two cuisines.
So as you're experimenting right now and you're looking into your research and getting inspired, what are you playing with? Like, what would we taste if we were walking to your test kitchen today?
Definitely right now it's defining what our mole is going to be. I mean, we have to have a mole. So right now we're working on an assortment of chilies. We're infusing the steeping water with rose, prunes, just those, you know, preserved lemon. So you get the undertones of it, but at the end of the day, you get the sesame seed, the pomegranate molasses, and then we'll put pumpkin seeds, the burnt onions and garlic. So we're really trying to, kind of, I mean, like I said, write it as we go, but the mole is the first one is to bring the two together.
Right. Well, this is fascinating. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with.
Well, we look forward to having you, man.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Francis, for having us.
Murad Lalu is the chef owner of Murad Restaurant in San Francisco, and Luis Maldonado will lead the kitchen of the soon-to-open restaurant Amara. And you can find a great recipe for tacos al pastor from Alex Stupak on our website, splendidtable.org.